Hey y'all, welcome back to Sunday Scaries. You're about to hear the audio from our Sunday night stream, so we're keeping you in the chat even when you couldn't make it live. Come hang with us live Sunday nights at 8:30 p.m. Central. It's free to join, where we catch up, talk about whatever y'all or we want to, and we'll wrap up with videos sent in by you. If you want to watch instead of listen, the full video is free on Patreon and it's linked in the episode description. Now, let's get into it. Sinister. What's up, everybody?
Hello.
Jinx. Heather. Thank you.
I didn't know that was how you got out of it until my kids started doing it.
I couldn't remember if you had to like count or something.
I thought it was you owe me a Coke.
I did too until I just froze.
But then they would do that too. But then you had to bring the Coke, but also I don't think you could talk until somebody said your name three times.
Okay. It's Beetlejuice rules.
So, I don't know. I guess that's a new thing.
Now the kids are making up their own rules. You can't go by them.
What did she say today? I asked her a question and she goes, Nanya. And I go, what did you say to your child?
She's going to bring it home.
I was just dying. I was like, where did you hear that? She's like, my friends say it. It means Nanya business. I was like, I know what it means. It's been around forever, but... I like that some classics are sticking around.
I'm trying to teach her Beeswax, Not Yours, Incorporated from the office when Dwight says that. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us in the chat. Thank you so much for all your kind words in the chat. We're always so good to see familiar faces. A couple of you saying it's your first time. If you don't know what we're doing, it's Sunday Scaries.
Neither do we.
We don't either. We literally like, what are we doing? We're like, the chat will tell us. They'll figure it out. We all will together. Today is a... what we do each Sunday night.
Just put in eye drops. I'm fine. I just can't see. So I'm fine.
The air is thick in Dallas, Texas. What's up, fam? And what we're here for is to chat with you. We want to chat about current events, what's going on in your life, news stories we haven't talked about, rants, thoughts, things we've seen in our algorithms. And then at the end, speaking of algorithms, you all have so generously shared videos with us that you want us to review for you. So Paris has compiled them for us. So we'll save time at the end to do that. Laurel Button, thank you so much for joining. She said, I'll be in later. I got to be with people right now. Oh. Thanks for popping in.
Thank you, Laurel.
It's good to see you. But yeah, we are so excited to have you guys. So what do you want to talk about in the chat? Look, Mandy said, I've been binging old episodes while cleaning. It's been a sisterhood weekend. It's always good when you lock in and get something done.
She's wasted. Oh, the she person did. That you're
Button
having
is,
to...
No, I think Button said I'm wasted earlier. So. Oh, Stabby Tabby, great question. Luigi what? Discussion.
Ooh, what's the latest? I haven't really kept up with that.
Let me pull up a news article. Big news, Luigi Mangione pleaded guilty in federal court.
Really?
And yeah, he is also charged with state law crimes as well. And I think his attorneys are going to argue, and perhaps they already have, if not in official filings, that it's double jeopardy, that he's now pleaded guilty at the federal
Sandra
level.
Sandra Bullock.
What is it? Ashley Judge.
That's who it is.
You know, Sandra Bullock, Paris just went to the Hope Floats Town this weekend.
Oh, he was like, that movie. In my memory, that movie is heartwarming and good. So
let us know.
Let me know if that's not right.
I said, I want to go visit. I want to watch the movie and then go and visit.
Yeah, it country. Looks like a dreamy town.
He said it was lovely and they had very cute, like,
Hope Floats holds up.
Oh, good.
Emily says it holds up.
Earlier, my sister goes, it's like, it's quintessentially 90s. Like, it's
very
mom said, it's Harry Connick Jr. So oh, yes. Watch it.
And he, that's in his heyday.
Okay, so this is what Mangione, he pleaded guilty this Friday, August 14th, to federal stalking counts. And if you're not familiar, this is in relation to the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. This is the first time Mangione has admitted guilt. He pleaded not guilty previously. In court, he described the shooting in detail, saying he used a 3D printed gun with a silencer, traveled to New York and shot Thompson in Manhattan, and knew what he was doing was illegal. So they said it staves off the federal stalking trial that had been scheduled for January of 2027. They're going to do a sentencing in this in December. Likely it's life in prison. That's what the prosecutors are seeking. His defense, like I said, moved to dismiss the state law charges. But I think the problem is the state trial is for murder, and he pleaded guilty to federal stalking. And so while it arises from the same act, the state prosecutor said, we're still proceeding because we didn't hear that he pleaded guilty to murder.
And so he didn't take a lesser plea to plead guilty. That's where I thought that was going.
No, I wonder why he did it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, he's getting sentenced to life in prison. They had taken the death penalty off the table previously, just through negotiation.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. It's it was, I think,
so,
a lot of people were...
a 3D printed gun that he bought off the internet?
Yeah.
So fucking scary.
It's the future.
But a silencer, too.
And I think he's made it kind of clear. I mean, his attorney said he had all this back pain. He was essentially driven to this. Mm. He felt like he couldn't get a response when he was writing in as a patient. I believe he wrote an email pretending to be an investor to some of the executives, and they answered him in less than 24 hours. And he said, you know, I tried to email about my claims and no one would answer me. But as soon as I said, hi, I'm an investor with billions to invest, they immediately wrote back. So kind of showing where they...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean...
Yeah.
So he will... Can he appeal on any... I mean, I guess if you plead guilty and give details of the crime, then you're kind of waiving your right to appeal that.
Yeah. No. And he pleaded guilty, and part of a guilty plea is that you waive your right to appeal. And you say other than ineffective assistance of counsel, but I don't think that's the case here. Also, United Healthcare is trying to run PR in people. Oh, and Instagram comments right now. And I think a lot of people, you know,
what does that mean?
I think the sentiment is still largely pro Mangione. Regardless of, you know, his admission now.
Yeah.
And Brian Thompson's widow.
I think people, they didn't care if he had done it. They were, had or hadn't. They, as far as from like, I don't support this. Yeah. They were more just upset that he was being persecuted for this.
Yeah.
It's like always how it kind of seemed to come across to me.
Yeah. And I think he had his motive, what it sounds like he admitted in court. And Brian Thompson was more a symbol, like a symbolic person to murder.
Yeah.
And so for his widow, you know, she's still brokenhearted, and it's the family aspect
sure.
of it.
And he had kids and shit.
Yeah, and stuff like that. So it's I don't know that he's going to get parole for this. Because once you plead, it maybe if it's it's federal, so no.
Yeah.
I mean, absent like a future president could pardon him and release him.
Yeah.
Or something like that, because it's federal. That's about all I can think of. And then the state case is separate and also would, you know, I mean, it's kind of like Murdoch. You stay in jail and they know if you appealed your state case and you got out, well, we're just going to come pick you up. He'll stay in federal prison if he gets convicted in state jail. If for whatever reason they tried to pardon him, I imagine probably the state case would try to proceed, especially if it's murder. There's no statute. But yeah, that's what the comments.
Mild stuff.
Oh, why did I turn this on?
What?
Hold on. It said deleted by auto moderation. I don't know how to turn this. Okay, let me turn it off. Uncheck it.
It's trying to silence you?
It's critics. I'm seeing it. They're watching us.
We will not be. So
we will not. Heather did not just accidentally leave all the tabs clicked on whenever. I'm just like. New stream, damn clankers indeed. Well, that was not user error. But no, I mean, any other Mangione questions or discussions? I think right now we're waiting to see if the fight is with his attorneys, whether the state will drop the case, the murder case.
Is there a video of him saying these things in court?
I mean, it's on the record. They don't film inside the federal courthouse. They just have the...
I was just, if there was, I wanted to like see him say it and like his demeanor and... I don't think I've ever heard him talk, so...
Yeah, right.
I'd like to hear that, too.
Apparently, he's very receptive to letters. You can write him, and he often writes back, so...
There you go. If you want to be a pen pal.
I was like...
Looking for a pen pal? Are you?
I'm trying to get into writing letters.
Well...
But I thought about...
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole... Yeah, I mean, there's a whole lot of people in prison you could write to if you're just trying to get letters.
There's a ton of folks you can write to.
You can do a pen pal thing with, like, other people. There's, like, a website that connects
people. Random pen pals?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd do that. Or if you write a letter to the Sinister at P.O. Box, I'll answer you. But the...
I had a pen pal as a kid, but that was... When people wrote letters a lot more.
Yeah. I like it on a notebook paper. I thought of it, I envisioned it like a high school note.
Yeah.
But my mom, thank you, Dana. Recently, my mom brought up the Chris Watts. Somebody was saying that he got married in jail or is going to. Let me look that article
up. Jesus H. Christ. I have no fucking idea how somebody does that. I don't know. I don't understand how anybody marries him. That's fucking crazy.
Especially.
And given,
There's a Netflix documentary, lady.
Yeah. I mean, does she think, is she like, he didn't do it? Or is she just like, he did, but he had reasons, so I'm okay with it.
Let me see. Let's look up who she is.
What? Either way, insanely wild.
Okay, her name is Lizzie Henderson. She's a, let me pull this
she
up.
She did know?
Wonderwall.com.
Were they a thing? No, they were not a thing before.
No, I don't think so. Okay.
But he did do it for another lady, right?
I think he did. He was cheating. Okay, she's a 39-year-old realtor named Lizzie Henderson. She relocated from Ohio to Wisconsin to be closer to him at the Dodge Correctional Institution. She's like,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
I have to apply for my real estate license here. And they're like, why? I'm moving for my new husband. Oh, where does he live? The correctional institution.
Oh, why?
Oh, it wasn't like a heroic misunderstanding. Have you ever seen the Netflix documentary, .. And it doesn't matter because unless it's Poop Cruise, like my family, other than that, any other Netflix documentary.
I can't even watch it because it's so upsetting to me.
No, it's horrifying.
I believe it's called The Neighbor Next Door or something, which is sounds redundant. And so it's probably not The Neighbor something Next like Door because obviously your neighbor is next door. But I couldn't watch it because those babies are, oh, yes.
No, well, Lizzie Watts. Lizzie Henderson is
That's
now.
Bananas.
She's begun using the name Lizzie Watts.
Oh.
And Lizzie Watts took a man. And there's some rhyme there I haven't figured out yet.
But Lizzie.
She's been shown wearing wedding rings and she filed to legally change her name.
Girl.
And that she has visited him 20 times over the previous year. She spent Christmas Day 2024 with him. She was contacted by phone from reporters. And when someone asked her,
oh my God,
she acknowledged it could be perceived as quote weird.
Weird is mild.
Yes. And then someone asked, the reporter said, how did things begin between you and convicted family annihilator Chris Watts? And she responded, how things began is between me, him, and God.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
So somebody knows, and it's the Lord.
Why would you? Was she being funny? Was she really like throwing attitude like it's nobody's business but this Trinity?
There's no right way to answer the next question, but we'll go ahead and go through it. She was asked directly about the crimes. She replied, quote, how I feel about it? He knows. He knows how I feel. I don't know all the people involved, but I would want to respect them. Well, you couldn't know the people involved because your husband viciously, brutally murdered them. So it is difficult to get to know the people who have been savagely killed by the person that you're marrying.
Yeah.
So that is
because he suffocated his daughters and then fucking
the clown
put their bodies in a barrel.
The clown
after he had strangled their pregnant mom.
Yeah.
And rolled her up in a carpet.
Well, what you're saying, she described,
which was caught on Ring camera.
She described all of that of what you just said as, quote, something harsh for anyone to experience. She said it was something harsh.
Wait, who's experiencing it here from her? Who's she talking about? Because three of them
were children,
were murdered.
Children.
And one of them experienced it because experienced it means you're still alive and having to have that you have experiences.
Yeah, no,
he also caused that whole experience. So no matter which way she's trying to which side she's trying to play that on. Oh my God, what's wrong with this lady?
Stubby Tubby said, imagine her selling you a house.
Dude, yeah, right? I'd be like, we're moving.
I mean, the underlying crime.
We are moving.
To be clear, my laughter is of much like with the Challenger explosion. My brain gets like overwhelmed of like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I'm so shocked.
Unbelievable.
By this. I can't even.
He knows how I feel about it.
Ooh, ooh.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, listen, if you're going to marry and take the last name of a convicted family annihilator, Chris Watts, death row is he on?
I think he's life in prison, but
okay. So whatever, he's behind there forever. And she's decided that taking his last name and showing off her wedding ring on social media is he killed his entire family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's certainly interesting.
What? I mean, and if there's anyone listening that could really explain how you would bifurcate those two things and put up an argument or a defense for that, I'm all ears.
Yeah.
Because yeah. Absent dissociating all the time, mm-mm. How would you ever, if you hear the name Chris Watts, what's the first thing you think of?
Family Annihilator.
Yeah. So imagine now you're seeing him every day and he's your husband.
Well, I mean, you can't see him every day unless you drive to the
prison
every day.
That's true. Which, so they did say, she moved closer to maybe that's her plan.
Yeah. He, apparently she was visited him one day after the 7th anniversary of the murders. And one of the witnesses described Lizzie Watts as being, quote, googly eyed and eager to take a picture.
Oh, like he's a celebrity?
Yikes.
So I think we're dipping our toe in another piece of the pie, too.
That's sick. Yeah, another guest of a different inmate, a totally unrelated person, but an eyewitness named Lisa Johnson said she allegedly spotted Chris Watts, which imagine you're like visiting your family member in prison. You go, oh, my fuck, God. There's a family annihilator. And then you watch him lean over the table and start... He's clutching a Bible, mind you, and start French kissing a realtor from Ohio. And you're just like, well, I've taken LSD. And you're like, no, it's my real life. I've got to call the Daily Mail and tell them what I've seen.
What? If any of you are ever in that situation again, go higher than the Daily Mail.
Yeah, it says physical contact is prohibited, but inmates are granted 10 seconds to embrace at the end of a visit.
A 10-second French?
And it says...
You gotta just go in tongue immediately. There's no fucking around.
Put a pin in 10-second French. I have something on that. But for now...
How do you have something on something I just made up?
It's not that. It's an incident that matches that. Like, okay. You're describing a real thing. Well, or you created it and it happened to me 3 days ago. But the eyewitness alleged, quote, they hugged their whole 10 seconds while they were kissing. So, yes, 10-second French.
That's...
And they can apply for marriage, but they have to approve strict criteria.
I'm sure she's already done it.
But in advance, she went ahead and changed her name.
They have no sex visits for real?
No, I don't think so, yeah.
She's never going to fuck this guy?
Yeah, I'm going to double check.
My knee just jerked because...
You kicked the table.
No, it's just like adding even more confusion to this whole thing.
Yeah, what the... Because
if she's like googly-eyed and she's like, man, you know.
Yeah, he's
trying to have a... What do they call him?
Conjugal
visit with the family annihilator. Chris Watts, convicted family annihilator.
No, it's going to be gross stuff like they talk on the phone or something or talk while they're there. He pleaded guilty in November 2018 as part of a deal that took the death penalty off the table. 5 consecutive life sentences. And so there's no conjugal visits, no overnights.
Private. How many consecutives takes you into the tier of you don't get conjugal visits anymore?
Nobody ever gets conjugal visits in Wisconsin.
Oh.
No fucking.
Damn, dude.
If you wanted to fuck, you should have stayed on the streets. That's what Wisconsin... No, Wisconsin says, if you wanted to get that sweet... That was a bad Wisconsin accent. My Wisconsin accent. If you want to get that sweet cheese, you got to get back on the streets. Oh, Wisconsin's such a nice place. I miss going. That was a nice...
Which one?
Milwaukee. We had a great time in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
That was a great...
Yeah. Man. We talk fondly of Milwaukee all the time.
Beautiful place.
I have a friend who's from there, and they just got back from going back and visiting, and she always speaks very highly of it.
Do they fist her at the fister?
Man, I'll have to mention that next time.
And she's like, yes. And they brought a glass of beer with it, too, which was crazy. I didn't expect that. With regard to the 10-second French kiss, my sister and I and our other friend went to dinner the other night. And we're sitting there, and there was a couple behind us, and I could hear them talking. They were probably like maybe in their upper 50s, early 60s. She had kind of like long brown hair and like a long Hawaiian dress on. He was wearing a button down, white cropped hair, well-kept guy.
I can glasses. Picture them.
Yeah. So they're talking, and I heard him say stuff like, well, and that's whenever he converted it to a 401k. And I was like, boring. But, you know, you
married.
You know, it was just like, whatever. I don't know what they're
seems
talking about.
Like,
I don't know.
Rich then, people talk.
Well, so then in the other way, like, as they're walking out, I see them, and they just, the path is totally clear to get out of the restaurant. Like, it's full, it's fine. They just completely stop, like, maybe 6 feet from the door, and then he just turns to her and looks at her, and then they just like,
oh,
it start frenching. And I was in, I don't know if I was talking or my sister or someone was talking, and I was just like,
in the restaurant.
Yes, and it was behind my sister's restaurant. So Shannon turns around and is like, what did I just see? And I said, you saw the tail end of it. She's like, of what? I was like, I don't know. And then it was, they were working the mouth.
Damn, dude.
Didn't take it first,
though. How old would you put him at?
Like I said, like upper 50s, early 60s.
Yeah.
And okay. It was like the like worst part of it all was it was a fish restaurant. You know what I mean? So it's like, did you just get a mouthful of trout and then go over and like, because there's no mints on the way out.
Oh my God.
There's no, did you have like a shrimp?
And like, why did you stop? As if, yes. Are you dropping her off on the outside of these doors?
It was crazy. I was like, is that
where she lives? This is like, I'm walking you to the door behavior.
And I kept, because I'm nosy, so I started, because it was all glass, like restaurant. So I'm like watching them. It was Fish City Grill in Richardson, if anyone's curious. And so I was like trying to look out the glass, and they looked like they were walking towards the same car. And I was just like, Viagra kicked in. Look at Cialis kicked in. He just was like, just turned around and was like, get over here.
Oh,
my Chianti is.
Maybe he had oysters.
Maybe they did. Tom Cruise thugs fish. Oh man, did
That's what we've heard.
Kanye Fish is a gay. Kanye West is a gay fish because he likes fish sticks in his mouth. You remember that from South Park?
No.
When they go, do you like fish sticks?
What am I supposed to say?
Like, do you like fish sticks? Do you like them?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're not a gay fish. But the joke is that, and so Trey Parker and Matt Stone just got inducted into the Television Hall of Fame, and Bill Hader inducted them in. And I wasn't really a writer, but he met Matt Stone. They hit it off. And Matt Stone said, come on our writer's retreat with us. So they go to Seattle.
Oh, man, that's fun.
I love Trey Parker and I relate to him so much. Bill Hader goes, they say, Trey really wants to watch these salmon jump over these logs. That's this certain time of year. And he thinks if we go at this right time, we can see two kinds of salmon. He's really excited. And so apparently Trey and Matt, and it so made me think of us, we're just standing and staring at these fish. And that I think Matt says to Trey, wouldn't it be crazy if one of those fish was just like on an Evel Knievel motorcycle and just like launched over the rest of the fish? And then Trey goes, yeah. And then he had like a big fish dick. And Matt goes, did you say fish dick or fish dick? And Trey goes, I'm saying fish dick. And he goes, are you saying fish dick like a thing made of fish that you eat? Or are you saying fish dick like a fish's penis? And Trey's like, I was saying like a fish's penis, but that's very funny. And then they looked it up and they were like, no one's made that joke. Nice. So they thought, if this, then what? Like, if that became a really popular joke, who would think that wasn't funny? And they said, well, Kanye West, because he can't take a joke. So the whole episode is him, but it was a very funny, like Bill Hader said, I was like with my comedy heroes, mm-hmm. and then watch how an idea generates, mm-hmm. just among, you know, making each other laugh and then extrapolating it. And he said
building
they really,
onto it.
And yeah, and then taking that fun idea and then putting a lot of quality into what you do. And then both of them were like, yes. Thank you guys so much. You guys, he's like, you know, you guys all know, like when you make a TV show and you do it the night before at the very last minute that you can hit send. For instance, if someone told you that in order to have your speech on the teleprompter, you need to send it 3 days ago. So my name is Matt Stone and he starts reading. It was so funny. And then Trey did one, and Trey's whole thing was like ChatGPT wrote it, and it was very cute and heartfelt and funny. So it was just awesome to see him. And they said that day in 1997, South Park premiered.
Oh, wow.
And then that many years later, they got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That's crazy. I do remember it premiering. It was all the talk at
Sinisterhood. We'll be right back.
I was my freshman year of college.
Oh, hell yeah. Man, imagine working with Bill Hader and the South Park. Like, shut up. That'd be so fun.
No.
Bill Hader's. I didn't realize he won so many Emmys.
For Barry?
I think so.
He's great in it.
He's great in everything he does.
Yeah, for real.
Barry is such a fucking good show, too, talking about writing.
Gripping.
Gripping is a very nice adjective.
Yeah, when we first started dating, Paris showed me that. And I think you were like, yes, you should watch that. And I remember just you watch it and then you're like, I want to watch the next one. Mm-hmm. Like, I have mm-hmm. to watch the next one.
And I don't think they're as long as some of the other shows, so it's a bit easier to. Mm-hmm. But Stephen Root.
God.
Everything Henry he does Winkler. Is great. Yeah.
Yeah, Stephen Root is
yeah, so that, good in it.
Man, he whoever that bald-headed guy that plays the Chechenian guy was really funny too. He's like, Barry, what is wrong, Barry? Why? And he's always got the like long or the V-necks on. Mm-hmm. So good. Oh, yeah, Barry was so good. Does anyone else feel like their teeth are vibrating when they get drunk with some Laurel sometimes?
He was probably my favorite character.
Oh, who, the Chechenian guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so funny. I liked Henry Winkler, too.
And, oh, yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
But, like, somebody that can, like, deliver that kind of delivery where you're still, like, charming and mm-hmm. Likable, but you're also, like, blowing someone's head off for, like, a drug deal gone wrong. Mm-hmm. And you like, still are, oh. like, but you still love them. Mm-hmm. You gotta, like, have some good acting chops to pull that off, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. And the emotional resonance. Yeah, mm-hmm. the action. And that's, I think, is why that show's so good, because it's action-packed. Mm-hmm. But every episode, the story makes sense in like an inevitability, but it's still surprising. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I was...
It's almost like Seinfeld, where the irony weaves together.
Who said, it's so good, you should rewatch? I saw some... Oh, Stabby yeah. Tabby?
Yeah.
I think that's a good one to rewatch.
I feel like it would hold up as well. Oh, Barry, Ms. Didi, talking about Barry on HBO. Bill Hader created it with, I think, I can't remember the guy's name, but it's his kind of writing partner. Yeah, go-to guy.
It's great.
Karen B. said, speaking of Stephen Root, anyone watch Widow's Bay?
Yes.
Paris watched it. I didn't know. He said it's so good.
Yes. I was trying to, in my head, I was thinking, there's something he was in recently that I liked him in, and that's what it was.
He stays being good.
Yeah. I was, like, on the fence after the first episode because I felt like a lot happened, and there was a lot of things to keep up with, but in the end.
Ultimately.
Yeah.
Laura Bunton said, Widow's Bay, so good. Love Widow's Bay. One of my top all-time. There you go. Yeah,
it was really good.
Matthew Reese. How do you say his first name or last name?
I've always said Reese, but I don't know.
Matthew
Rice.
Rice.
Reese. I don't know.
And finally watched Midnight Mass. Has our boy Zach Guilford in it.
Such good. The Widow's Bay also. Just like such good writing and acting. There's just been a lot of series lately that are delivering on those two fronts.
It's like more cinematic almost.
Yeah.
Like episode to episode. Mm-hmm. It looks... Shelby said, I know nothing what the show's plot is, but I've heard it's great. It's just like, what's the log line? Like a small town. Oh, it's pronounced Matthew Reese. Thank you very much. And Keri Russell, both nominated for an Emmy, and they're married. I didn't know that.
Oh,
I didn't know that either. And not many monologues in Widow's Bay. Yeah, it's Midnight Mass.
They're not a lot. First of all, what a hot couple, Keri Russell and Matthew Reese.
Oh yeah, like I mean, walk into a room.
I did not know that they were together.
I didn't either. Laurel Button said, a dark comedy about a coastal town that is cursed.
That was much more concise.
Nice.
And you're drunk too,
girl. She's got it. She's made on point. You can't get the button down. Nothing.
I was like, a small town, and then I was like, was he the mayor? And so, because sometimes details are fuzzy when I'm trying to recall.
They got together after the Americans.
That's okay.
That's him on for you. And that's where they met. Okay.
Wait, is he the guy in the Americans? I never watched it.
I was interested.
That makes sense. Yeah, you're sitting there staring down the table at each other.
Come on now.
Filming every day. You got that. Tense situations and shit.
Like, yeah. You have to pretend that you're like in it together. Is it Mr. and Mrs. Smith where Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie met? So if you play spies, you'll fall in love.
Yeah.
It's the rule. Let us know in the chat if there's any other instances.
Spies are sexy. Spies are sexy. It's all intrigue and espionage and mystery. So
see,
you know, that's if you play spies together.
I'm a spy.
You're going to be together.
Why don't you spy these titties? Jack Mack says, is it spooky Parks and Rec?
Yeah, I mean, there are some definite dark, funny moments.
No. Well, shout out to Brad Pitt. He's from Missouri. Well, there you go. I think his family doesn't talk to him anymore. So he would love
really?
To be shouted
oh, like
at.
His kids.
I think if you shout him out,
it's
it would make
so
him
quiet happen. Around here.
Like, he's in some new movie where he, it's like, it looked like, I don't know if it's like propaganda or what, but there's like some new Brad Pitt movie. There's also a new movie with Matthew McConaughey coming out. And I'm pretty sure it's like about Honey Wars.
Oh, I feel like I've heard something.
And I heard like good buzz about that. And I thought,
nice.
And I did
first
see,
of all.
oh, thanks. I also saw an interview with Matthew McConaughey on Rolling Stone, and they go, "Why don't you smoke weed anymore?" And he's like, I can't smoke weed after I miss my own birthday. He said, I started getting into that hydroponic stuff. And when I did, a friend of mine on my birthday, we rented out the club. We were all going to go there. He handed me a joint and I hit it. And so I sat in my car and I listened to That's the Way Love Goes by Janet Jackson. And then finally, when the song is over, I went to the club and everyone had left because I had listened to the song alone in my car 24 times.
Oh my God.
And I just sat there and I didn't know. So he's like, I missed
was
my
Was he
own.
Going through something?
I don't know. He said the weed was so hard he missed his own
that's
birthday.
That's crazy.
And he's like, anyway, so that's why I'm not smoking weed anymore.
Well,
but
that'd do it for me too, probably.
No, his new movie is called The Rivals of Amziah King, and it's he's a charismatic beekeeper who runs the Ooh. Premier honey operation in Oklahoma while fronting a bluegrass band of misfits.
I love it.
So
I like everything about what you just said.
They said it's a rollicking bluegrass fueled honey tinged slice of quirky southern.
You're gonna
pulp.
Get him at his best when he's southern mm-hmm. and charming and kind
of
funny
like, and walking up going. Get out of my honey field. Or whatever. You know what I mean?
When he goes, honey field.
That's what you call it.
You know? Well, honey is.
It comes in.
The trees.
Yeah. Bees, bee things.
They
said, they said the bee swarms in the film are real. It's not CGI. Mm. They said in one scene, 12,000 bees are swarming on one arm. And it's
one arm?
On Matthew McConaughey's arm. And they said it's real. He's like, I hit that hydroponic shit.
Pretty sure 12,000 bees.
12,000
you know, bees are on my arm.
You know that fucking Jubilee where it's like 1 versus 20? It's like Matthew Conway versus 12,000 bees. And he's like, all right. Oh, God.
Bees are.
Oh, no, he's allergic.
No, is he? Damn.
He
brave to take the role. Oh, he found out he was allergic.
Right,
I imagine that you were going to get sting a few times. Stung if you commit to this role.
Naturally, he worked with... Cinema Blend said, Matthew McConaughey is allergic to bees. Naturally, he worked with thousands on his new movie.
That's funny. That's and crazy. Recently... is it the University of Texas that renamed their theater yeah. to him?
Or like a
or
film?
Dedicated something
like
to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I was reading about it, it listed like... his accolades, and I was like, God damn, he has had an impressive and lengthy and just like well-rounded career since Dazed and Confused mm-hmm. to like what you would see him in now.
I feel he's like
he had to yeah. play a lot of badass roles.
And like taking different, I yeah. feel like almost in a way, it was Will Arnett talking about when he did his like stand-up comedian role that he had gotten offered one film and he was about to take it and then he got offered this one, which was very different than what he did. And his agent said, well, role A is, it's a Will Arnett role. And I feel like anytime Matthew McConaughey mm-hmm. has had a few roles that are like, it's Matthew McConaughey, the next thing he does is like, mm-hmm. like totally, he wants to be challenged and mm-hmm. does something different. But mm-hmm. somebody was asking, do they have EpiPens on set? He said, I was only stung once before filming and I'm very allergic, so I swelled up. So we did the stuff with the bee scenes at the very end of the film in case I got stung. They didn't need me on camera anymore.
Dude, smart though. That is smart. And I bet that's going to be a great film.
I know. I can't wait, man. I'll watch it.
Bee stuff is, there's a documentary about Burt's Bees and Burt that's fascinating.
What's his deal? I never knew it.
He's now dead, but.
Oh, yeah. The bees got him.
He... In the end, I think he had a heart attack, but not bee related, I think.
Ain't that about a bee?
Actually, I don't know. I think
she can't see without her glasses.
No. Stop it.
That's the chat. That's not me. That's the chat. That's Laura.
Stop!
She's a moderator.
That oh Moderate. My God. That's the first movie I can remember. No. sorry, second movie I can remember losing it to in a movie theater as a child.
I mean, the way that we saw Goonies the other night and the tears were falling, it made me think when you said that Hamilton and your bra was filled with tears.
My cleavage was.
At the end, Paris had never seen Goonies. And I asked afterwards, I was like, what do you think about it? And he said, honestly, it really does hold up, because he said they never make fun of the Jewish kid, like, for being Jewish. They never make fun of the Asian kid for being Asian. Mm-hmm. The kids that, like, their little quirks are quirks that they all have that are kid quirks. Mm-hmm. He goes, honestly, I thought there would be more truffle shuffle. Everyone references it, and it only happened once, like, that's at the beginning. But, and he also said, you know, obviously, the way that, ironically, the Fratellis, the real family, treat Sloth horrifically. Yeah. And then the boys love him, and just immediately, once Chunk's like, oh, you like Baby Ruth? Me too. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I had forgotten. I knew Sloth, like, jumped in at the end, because I probably haven't seen it in, like, 10, 20 years. He's the hero. Like, he saves every kid. He's, like, the... Aww. And at the end, when the cops start to come at them, I said, great. The children just threw their bodies in front of pistols that were pointed at him. And they're just like, no, he's our friend.
Oh, my God.
And just all the kids are like, Corey Feldman is so good in it. And when Chunk comes up, he goes, Sloth, this is the guys. Guys, this is Sloth. And Corey Feldman goes, hey, Sloth Mouth, it's nice to meet you. He, like, comes out and, like, puts his hand out. I was just sobbing. Mm-hmm. And then Chunk's like, Sloth, you're going to live with us now? And I was like, you have not asked your parents, but they'll probably say yes. But yeah. I just did not remember how, like, sweet it was, but it was very sweet.
You should watch it if you haven't seen it.
It was very sweet.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but I'm glad it holds up.
And I made notes for you if you wanted to show Ella. There's probably certain parts that are some references.
I remember some... Oh, no, that was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the weird French thing again.
Yeah.
Which I think we I don't remember if we explained it or just kind of skirted past it. But it's, I do remember there being like a romance between the redhead's name.
Oh, you're talking about between Andy and Josh Brolin.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I didn't realize that was Josh Brolin's first role and Sean Astin's first role.
Oh.
And then the, like the opening scene, the whole opening chase is just such great filmmaking, because it's the Fratellis escaping from jail. So you're like, these are scary, real people. They bashed a cop. They're running away. And then you see all the kids. Paris goes, you can do a scene like that, because the kids are all playing outside, because it's like a police chase and the kids are all like watching it go past. Every scene I relate to Chunk, every one of them. Like, every scene, he like gets angry and busts through a door. He drops his pizza because he's not paying attention. He's like accidentally gets locked in a freezer.
He has love and compassion for
all beings.
Those that are for all beings. Man, he wants to take care of them.
The Fratellis are they're good villains though. Kids, Paris goes, you don't have enough kids movies where children are held at actual gunpoint that they're gonna be shot.
They went crazy back then.
They would just be like, all right, kid.
Or like Home Alone. I'm like, yes, God damn, dude.
The implication
this is so violent
is that they're murdering. They're gonna murder the child.
But also all the things he does to get them.
Yeah. Oh, sick,
I'm just
dude.
Like, God damn, with the iron to the face and the foot on the
nail. I think about
that. But again, I'm like, in that movie, Kevin, what is he like 10?
I think so, eight? Probably. Yeah.
So, I mean, Ella's 8.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Yeah, she probably.
She can hack,
she's playing this video game called Goat Simulator.
Oh, no.
Y'all don't know everything. Even fucking know how chaotic bad she is. Like, she's like, ooh, I can kill everybody.
Button says, boom, ghost boom. Simulator, yes.
She's just kicking everybody off. Her and Simon are dying laughing. She's like, I'm like, why is there a tornado? And she goes, because I made all the ballerinas spin too fast and it started one. I was like, evil master.
Goat Simulator 3. Buy it now.
Somehow it had bat wings and was flying around.
Tell her there's a bee simulator too. Thank you, Lindsay.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
Well, there's like things you can do, like side quests, but she just likes to wreak havoc.
Yeah.
Or havoc, as she... she said... How did she say chaotic the other day? Chaotic.
You know what? That's like hot girl summer. Chaot girl summer.
Chaot
girl trademark, summer. Trademark.
Yeah.
Trademark.
But yeah, she's just like pushing people off hot air balloons and lighting them on fire and shit. And
it's like Sims when we used to burn
them up. And the whole time it's a goat. And she's like, look, I can't die. And just launches herself off a mountain. But it's still
it's true,
like.
Goats can't die.
Falls and like gets injured and stuff, but it does reappear.
Damn, the goat comes back.
Actually, nothing happens to it. It just stays there.
He's back. He's back, baby. He's back. You know, people are talking about the nail in the foot and those injuries that you see on a movie that you like remember. Mm. And I had brunch with Marilla, and when we were little, probably Ella's age, we watched. Why were we that little? Her son's like 10 maybe. And we watched Single White Female.
At Ella's age? Wow.
Like probably between Ella and my niece's age. And it was like 8 and 10. And she's like, yeah, that part with the stiletto, I go through the temple. And she's like, yeah, she like stabbed someone like through the mm-hmm. temple with like a shoe. And I was like, I thought I was the only one traumatized by that. She was like, no, I think that's
that.
Like when you're as a kid, it just that and the literally the nail and the kid on Pet Sematary that... The Achilles, he gets Herman Munster, like, steps from his bed and gets in by the little kid from fucking Full House. That was Michelle's friend on Full House is the kid in Pet Sematary.
I can't recall that one as well as the other ones, but
the ankle. The ankle. I think that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stepmother, the alien. There's
anything that involves, I don't even want to say it, but like things being pulled mm-hmm. off, stuff having shoved under places.
Nah.
That gets me. I can't like watch that.
But it is crazy.
Stuff.
Like you said,
it'll have an impact on me.
For sure. It's like visceral and mm-hmm. like you can envision it. Well, and it's like crazy that it was in, like you said, Home Alone. It's like melting flesh off of man's face. Mm-hmm. Or the Goonies, the kid's supposed to speak Spanish to help with the housekeeper. And he's like in Spanish. He says, up in the attic is where Mr. Smith keeps his sex toys. And then another part, he's like, this is where the cocaine goes and the speed goes here and the methamphetamine and the heroin. And it's very funny, like as a grown up watching it. But I was like, you like an astute kid would read the word heroin and be like, what's heroin? Mm-hmm. Or be like, what's a sex torture? I think he says sex torture or something like that. Like,
yeah.
The problem is.
Ella would ask.
You might. Like, as me as a kid, I feel like.
Maybe that's how we teach her, though.
Yeah, you know, you got to know the words at home from the Goonies. You know it from the
Yeah, or that's how we lead into the conversations.
Oh, man. How we lead into the conversations. Well, yeah, what else did y'all want to talk about? You threw some stuff in the chat at the beginning, but I can't scroll back.
Tommy won't pull teeth. Honestly, the other night when she lost one, I also had to leave the room because it was making me queasy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, like, that kind of stuff. That's why, man, we watched Evil Dead 2.
Oh, what was it? Evil Dead Burn?
Burn. And it burned my retinas because it was so red with blood. Man, there's just those types of movies. I spent half the movie just like this.
Yeah, I missed I missed several scenes because mm-hmm, of my eyes. Mm-hmm. Jessica McGrady says, I'd like to know your opinion on the attorneys in the Clancy case, their strategies and performance.
Mm.
I frankly was a bit confused by Kevin Reddington's strategy, not at all a criticism, only because I had read so many headlines. It was like, she totally confessed. She admitted it. They're not contesting it, all that. And even, and granted, in his opening statement, he did say, you know, she knows she killed her kids. Opening statements are not evidence. So then as the evidence was being presented, the questions he was asking, and again, this was at first just clips on TikTok. And then the other day, I just sat down and watched as like probably 5.5-6 hours of footage and going through the trial transcripts mm-hmm. and trying to figure and finding people talking about it. Just to kind of jive my own opinions. And I found a woman who's a Massachusetts attorney who was sort of saying, despite these headlines, if it was not contested that she killed their kids, she would have pleaded on that. But this Commonwealth still has to prove every element of the defense of the offense, which is the actus reus, the act of killing, and then the mens reus, the mental state of, yes, I did it intentionally, is what the Commonwealth is saying, or no, it was due to postpartum depression, psychosis. So I think that the reporting got sort of collapsed on this, and I think that's unfortunate, especially given the underlying facts, which we can talk about in a minute. So my initial reaction to the attorneys was confused, because I was like, why is he poking holes in the husband's testimony? In he was drawing inconsistencies between the husband's testimony and first responder's testimony. And that's a zealous advocate, right? Like, you got to get up there. But at first, I truly was confused at why so many people so vehemently in comment sections were saying, why is anybody questioning? I said, her attorney wouldn't spend any time on this if it was not something that could be...
He knows what he's doing.
He's much smarter than all of us. And I'm extremely excited to see his case in chief.
Oh, dude.
So, yeah, so it appears to me that
he's... live.
For real. So it appears to me that he is obviously attacking all elements of the jury charge, which is to say, when you come up in closing statements, if there has not been sufficient evidence by the Commonwealth that she did it, and I have not seen sufficient evidence by the Commonwealth that she did it. The DNA on the bands is family contributions. There's no fingerprints on the bands, and there's no fingerprint on the knife. And so the rest of the analysis that everybody's doing on their own, and that's all their opinions, and we've done it on our own.
And the only
well.
Admission is...
when he's
when Patrick was there. And so he told them that that's what she said.
So, and that's why it was very confusing to me that everybody's like, she confessed, she confessed, she confessed. And I said, okay, I'm going to go find the details on her confession. And when I found the detail that it was her husband said that she was able to speak, and then a dozen, and that's not, I'm not making the number up, literally 12, perhaps 13 first responders said her voice did not work.
Within, and he said himself in his testimony,
they got there
within him calling 911 and first responders getting there was 4 minutes. So apparently she could talk and say, I killed the kids. They're in the basement. And then 4 minutes later, nonverbal, completely couldn't speak.
And so again, for people that want to say, you know, it's so mean to point that out. No, it isn't. It's the Commonwealth's job to prove these things beyond a reasonable doubt. And so far, the evidence that has been presented has not done that. Their case is very bad. And in fact, I was confused on the prosecution side, two things. Someone mentioned the Bows in the chat. For those of you who are unfamiliar, this is about the allegation. These three children were murdered. The woman was found outside of her house. She's now paralyzed.
It's probably the most upsetting case I've ever heard of in my life.
And it's like you're seeing a wrongful conviction trial happen in real time.
And you're seeing a woman who was struggling and suffering so bad.
Yeah.
Learn all of this information along with, I don't know, millions of people watching.
Yeah.
She, you know, she's like, it's her first time hearing all of this. She still thinks, I did all of these things.
Yeah, because her confession, while she's laying there, her husband's like, oh, she told me she did it. And the first responders get there. There's also some questions about his version of when he went down and got the kids versus, again, about 6 or 8 of the first responders who were down in the basement have a different version. So again, there's not body cam footage. So you can say, I believe him and I don't. I'm sorry.
Everyone's like, why isn't there body cam footage? And I believe it's not required by law where they live.
Okay.
Because they do it by county, I think.
That makes sense. Oh, that's great news. Jessica said, defense attorney Kevin Reddington, his wife is a nurse. So that's extremely helpful, I'm sure.
And I think his...
both kids.
At least both kids are attorneys as well.
Attorneys. And he's a solo practitioner. I mean, you see him going to court with this file.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Someone goes,
he didn't have anybody helping him?
They said, this is the computer that man is just...
wild, dude. And like, I mean, just like the mental load of not having someone to bounce stuff off of and everything, and you're the only one.
I wonder if that's why the civil attorney has been showing up, and maybe he's like, you know, help me out, trial strategies, bounce stuff off another set of ears could be helpful. Especially if you start going, hey, I know that you decided to represent her on a, you know, wrongful death of your children and you're going to sue these doctors for medical negligence. But also, we're probably going to need to sue somebody else. So you don't want to come watch this trial.
These kids didn't kill themselves.
Yeah.
So you know, charges need to be brought against someone who did.
Yeah. So I think the DA, like I said, they had, it's always been strange to me ever that they thought this was premeditated, just given her mental state and how she was found. Given the forensics of inside the crime scene, they're very difficult to look at, but I went and looked.
I don't want to hear about it.
No, you do not. But having, you know, it's that type of stuff that the jury is seeing, that I think a lot of people,
and they're hearing the 911 call, which no one else is.
No one did. And I think that it'll be, I'm fascinated to hear the verdict. They think I believe it's 10 women and 7 men, and it'll get whittled down to 12, but they have all that in case they need alternates or someone gets picked off. So, but they, you know, they have seen what we've seen. I mean, we've seen a little bit more because we see the motion hearings between the attorneys, but just as far as I've got eyes, I've got ears, and I've got a brain, and I can listen to one person's testimony and then listen to 13 other people's testimony and go, huh, those things don't quite match up. And that's where we're at. So the Commonwealth has not proven its case. And in fact, if I was him, I'd move for a mistrial or something.
Yeah. I keep waiting at some point for someone to be like, and maybe the judge, because the judge, I really like the judge. He's
very
like, I mean, eagle eye and paying attention to everything. And Reddington really likes to use the courtroom. So I was like, this is like watching Law and Order.
He's like a movie.
He's so like, doesn't give a fuck. He's like, I don't give a fuck what any of you think. Like, she's not going to get convicted for this because I know what happened because I've hired a private investigator and I don't ask questions that I don't know the answers to. And why am I asking some of this? So it can get introduced. And so then later you can call witnesses that, I don't know, insert whatever you want to there.
No, and I think, again, that was my confusion at first on his strategy and seeing the defense list and seeing that there's a private investigator, there's a forensic technologist on there, there's, you know, multiple medical experts, which you would expect to see the medical experts. I'm sure the forensic technologist, the argument was, oh, she premeditated it. She made all these searches. It turns out she didn't, though. It turns out when someone was Googling how to disable her airbags, she was at the doctor's office. So it's questions like that I have.
Where is the carotid artery? She's a nurse?
You know, she's a nurse.
Has to Google that?
So that's my thing is, like, if you want to watch all the trial footage and you have an intelligent, cogent response to that and say, well, she was so messed up on the medicine, she forgot where the carotid artery is. Okay, you're welcome to argue that.
But she was coherent enough to Google where is it?
Coherent enough to take care of her kids every day and take them to doctor's appointments and respond back and check their urine levels and like functional. So again, you're welcome to try to piss on my leg and tell me it's raining, but I have eyes and ears and a brain. And so I watched it. Melanie has asked, can Patrick get charged? Yeah, anybody can be charged.
And not during this trial, this, but I think because someone said defense starts Monday. So yeah, I mean,
I mean, there's something with an Apple Watch that I'm very
curious
about.
Yeah. The Apple Watch, drawer from the nightstand.
Yeah.
And all of that being introduced. His own prosecution is like, so do you remember going to New York and getting booking a massage for Lindsay on your anniversary on December 3rd, 2022? He's like, no.
We're home.
And I'm like, why? Are you, don't know the answer to that? You're his attorney.
She's the Commonwealth attorney.
But or maybe he was like, oh shit, somebody's telling the truth and somebody's lying.
I want to know, I mean, what was the impetus for that question for the prosecutor to ask them? She asked him, did you make a reservation for you and Lindsay to go to I think it's the Boston Hilton, but it's in Boston. So it's like the big city. They're going to do a staycation for your anniversary. And he said, no, the Omni. Thank you. The Boston Omni, which in fact, I think we've stayed there. It's a nice hotel.
But you and I?
Yeah, I think we stayed there. We stayed in two different hotels when we went to Boston. One time was the Omni because it was cross street from the venue. All that to say, apparently someone used, I'm going to guess, his credit card, or there was an email receipt. Because why on her own would the prosecutor, would the Commonwealth attorney say, so why were you at the Boston Omni? And he's like, I wasn't. And she's like, oh, you didn't book a massage? And if I'm the juror, I'm like, who did though?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we didn't. We stayed home. And then it's like,
you remember? You can't remember.
Whose massage was it?
You can't remember like specific things about what was going on with when you found your kids, but you remember December 3rd, 2022, that you stayed home your, it seems like he quickly realized, oh shit, I'm about to be caught in some, and like, I'm not a behavioral expert. Mm-hmm. I follow a lot of people that are, mm-hmm. and I also am just a normal human being with eyes and ears. And so seeing him on the stand, mm-hmm. seeing him, I'm going to say give a speech, because I wouldn't call it even a eulogy at his kid's funeral.
Yeah.
And just also like the language, I was like watching this whole thing. Oh, I think we watched it and like, linguistically, like the phrasing of like, she fucking killed the kids versus mm. she killed the fucking kids, mm-hmm. like is another tell. There's all these like experts and scientists saying everything about this is evasive.
Yeah. And the choice of language, Jessica said that his speech was the 1 year commemoration of their funeral. New wife in the crowd.
Oh my God.
I was not aware of that. Thank you.
I did not know that.
I always want to be accurate.
Sinisterhood will be right back.
What? And he's, is this the one where he's like, yeah, Cora and I would come in through like the north entrance to the church and we'd sit right there and I'd bring the kids to church even if Lindsay wasn't feeling well and I'd overcome being tired and I'd bring him to church. Is this the one we're talking about?
I think it might be that one. So I think, there's going to be some.
It's crazy business. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. Jack Mack said, when did they meet? Talking about Patrick and his new wife. And there's just a lot of online chatter, screenshots. So I'll be interested to see of all of that, what Reddington's private eye, who has had 3 years to cut through, so dig through these people's digital lives. And guess what, you dumbasses that are deleting posts, erasing things, whatever. It doesn't matter if the internet, first of all, the internet has screenshots. Second of all, Kevin Reddington's private eye already has all that.
Oh, yeah.
They found all that before TikTok because mm-hmm. they knew to look. We didn't even know this any of these people's names.
Yeah.
So I'll be fascinated to see the defense. That's the other thing that's gotten me about it. My whole opinion is you're innocent until proven guilty, regardless of what strategy your lawyer chooses, until a Commonwealth, until a jury of your peers, or if you choose a bench trial, says, I find beyond a reasonable doubt you did this. She didn't do it.
Yeah.
So the Commonwealth has to prove it.
Even if you think someone else broke into the house and threw her out the window after drugging her and cutting her all up and did that to the kids, you, other than Patrick, you still can't say that she definitively, without a reasonable doubt, did it.
Mm-mm.
So it still stands. Like, you don't have to think he did to and say she didn't.
No, it's and true. And so I think once all of the what Kevin Reddington
knots crazy
brings out, I'm thoroughly interested in whether and to what extent Patrick's overlap of what appears to perhaps be an overlap with his new wife and his old wife.
I saw some stuff that indicated they've known each other for 14 years.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
I need to verify that.
I was going
to
say, I had seen mention that they knew. It was not. It was almost like you already knew this
like
person.
Facebook.
And you met back up. But yeah, I don't know. I have no
But also, isn't she the
of any of that?
What is her? So. Her family is real rich, right?
I believe her father is a executive who formerly worked for Seagram's, if I'm not mistaken. And she's like an endocrinologist. But, you know, so far, she hasn't been charged. There hasn't been any allegations.
No, I haven't really seen anyone
saying that. No, but only as far as what someone's question was, when did they get together, and the frequency of his trips to New York, mm-hmm. her living in New York, many people have asked questions. And again, Kevin Reddington knows. If there's a picture mm-hmm. of them together somewhere, Kevin Reddington already has it. If they got tagged in something that they didn't even know about, his private eye already has it. So I think those kind of, oh, we have not, Cora, but we can. She asked, have we discussed Trump hiding in the catering truck yet?
Oh, no.
It's so funny to think about if your boss would leave you on the death plane or not, and you have to grapple with that.
And you bounce.
Yeah.
And then you upload a video that clearly shows him wearing a diaper, walking away from a stage.
Got him. Got him. Straight from Arrested Development. For real. Got away on the stair car.
100%. The whole administration. It's like Veep.
It's like Veep, but scary. It's like Veep, but mixed with Evil Dead Burned.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah. It's like Veep, but way more whores and people dying. Starving.
No, it's truly. Again, you got to laugh to keep from crying. Well, that's. I hope that answered your question. That's a very long discussion, but thank you for indulging us. And I think for both of us, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, we're waiting to see the evidence. I don't consider her attorney's opening statement evidence, and I don't consider Patrick's testimony credible evidence. And that's my opinion as from a person that watched it, and given the lack of credibility because of the subsequent testimony that contradicted him. And I think it was borderline a mistake to have him go first on the Commonwealth's part, because it really set up all the questions you can then ask to the first responders to go, he told you he was here. You're telling me he was here. And this other person's corroborating. So again, remains to be seen the defense's strategy. I'm excited to see it though. Okay.
Yeah, I am too.
Okay.
What?
Someone asked what had happened with Trump.
Oh. So, yeah. Why did he get a warning? Did it come down the pike that, hey, somebody's about to BOMB you?
Yeah, they said there's a threat to shoot down Air Force One. So he was leaving a NATO summit and publicly boarded Air Force One, was like, bye, everybody. See you later. And then apparently that was a decoy. He boarded the plane, crossed to the other side, climbed into a catering truck that was elevated. First of all,
it's like Taylor Swift going out on the stage at the air store
and going in the car. I'm like, who has footage of that old man crying himself? Like, please show it to us.
Yes.
He got into the catering truck. It drove him to a smaller government jet that flew him to the UK under a nondescript call sign, where he was then covertly transferred back to Air Force One as if he'd been there the whole time. So there was a reported threat.
Like when it landed, he went up and got back on it?
Yeah, they got back on.
So they could have the photo up of him coming off of it?
Mm-hmm. The problem is he didn't tell the traveling press and some of his White House officials that they were on the plane that theoretically our opposition thought he was on and was going to take out. And he was like, them's the brakes.
So he bounced didn't tell any of his staff what was going on?
No, he did not.
So then how did they find out? How did she find out?
They found out afterwards.
So they flew?
Yeah, some of them flew. He was in another one. Longtime aides went with Trump. No cabinet officials were included. He said he was following advice from Secret Service. And they go, is there any security concerns? And he was like, no, everything's good. And then he let the press board, and then he snuck off, and then he let the plane take off, and there was absolutely security concerns.
And you find out real quick, I'm not in the circle that gets on the plane.
Yeah, you're not. You don't get on the plane.
I get left on the death plane. So, but then they flew the death plane and nothing happened?
Yeah, I think so. It was merely a threat and otherwise all good. But they apparently... Traveling press corps, most of White House staff, military personnel, Secret Service agents were on original Air Force One. Trump was on a different one with a different aircraft than the cabinet secretaries. Marco Rubio got left behind.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
apparently reports have said that both Marco Rubio and Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, were left on the decoy flight. So, not in the top eight.
MySpace top eight. God damn.
That's
and
a
we
shame.
All remember how it felt when you got bumped out of that. And they don't have regular human hearts, but there's a tiny part of them that lives, that, you know, relates to that feeling.
100%.
So it stings when they're not included.
Yeah, no, it's, I feel like
you have to place. Know. Yeah, it's like being left out of the boat on Survivor.
Yeah, they're like, well, apparently who went with Trump? Natalie Harp, his executive assistant. Who
always.
John Ossoff made a comment today. He's like,
oh, really?
He said he was doing some rally and he's like, you want to
more like boss off?
Put that on a campaign poster. But he said, he's like, hey, the president would rather golf and trade stocks illegally and fly around with Natalie. It's like, Savage, used her first name. Dan Scavino, deputy chief of staff, and Walt Nuada, director of Oval Office Operations. He brings him his Diet Cokes.
I've never heard of either of those.
And he gets like one of those, you know, you have for the guinea pig that's like a guinea pig thing.
Oh, yeah, and yeah,
go,
yeah.
And they put Diet Coke in it, and he goes...
Oh, and it's just dribbling down his fucking badge neck.
Yeah, oh, totally. He's like, it's gotten in my neck-a-see. My neck-a-see is damp. I need it. I need my neck-a-see towel. Damp, damp, pussy neck. Damp. So damp. Christy's gone. She's so damp. I'm so glad we released this audio now. Thank you guys for being down for that. Thanks for re-listening. It's going to be a blast on the Rego. Necklavia. Button said necklavia. Stop it, girl. Necklavia.
Have you
They're
seen-
like, they have to be like, Mr. President, Mr. President, you have a yeast infection in your neck. I'm so sorry to tell you. We're unable to find your neck clitoris. Everybody said promo code is necklavia. Dope. Yeah, if you want, and for all of you listening right now, we'll do it. You know what? Well, you got a week. You get 50% off of Patreon with necklavia.
Was it SNL that did the costume plastic thing you could put on that was the neck-a-see? Was it SNL that did that?
So, yeah, and it was
recently
yeah,
I like saw a sketch.
Yeah, Jessica said yes.
It was very funny.
So good. The only labia that's ever consented. No, it actually tries to flap away from him. It's crazy to watch. It's totally crazy to watch. Oh my gosh, you guys are so much fun. We have some videos to watch as well tonight if we're down.
They can't get him off the ground though, no matter.
every fucking time.
Oh man,
we've got five videos that you all sent into us. Five videos. We're gonna end on a palate cleanser. Anybody else's iPhone just out of nowhere the fucking light comes on?
I feel
like I'm losing my goddamn mind
all the time.
Just try to pick it up and it goes off. Cool. Thanks. Well, Paris, thank you for gathering these. Everybody in the chat, thank you for sending these videos. As you're listening on the replay, if you want to watch the videos with us, you can go watch for free on Patreon, ad-free, all that good stuff. You can watch all past Sunday Scaries where we used to watch more videos. But now we like to yap with you all because it's fun. We talked about a lot of stuff today. Thank you.
We sure did.
Holler to our five pals who sent in videos. If you have a video you want us to watch, go to sinisterhood.com/scaries. Put it in that form. We'll watch it. Wait, I've got to do something first.
A flightless bird?
Who is?
I don't know.
Those wings ain't big enough. Oh, like necklavia? Maybe that's what it is. All right, let's
Oh,
go.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Oh, God. All right.
I come bearing gifts in your daily dose of injustice. You need to take your phone out for that.
Okay.
Go to TikTok.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Your search.
Okay.
And type in "women are the problem." Just scroll a little bit down. Okay. Now erase that and put "men are the problem."
Okay. Oh. What the heck?
Let me see.
What?
I promise you that's not right.
Yeah.
Is that depressed? Not insane?
It is insane.
Is it true?
Mm-hmm. Anyways, just wanted to give you your daily dose of adjustment.
Enjoy your talking. Oh, it's Wendy's.
That's nuts. It's so stupid.
What a good husband. That's so stupid. Thank you, Alyssa, for sending that last video, and apologies for not telling you in advance. Yeah, let's pull it out.
I am.
Alyssa's got a theory.
Oh.
Holding us back.
Even the misspellings are
It's true. Ellie says, perhaps not on all phones. Okay, you test yours, I'll test mine.
Okay.
You test yours, I'll test mine. Okay, I'm going to search, we said.
Yeah, there's a lot of videos
search.
Under this.
Search. Women are... the problem. Okay, came right up. Bunch of stupid assholes, looks like. Okay, let me see. The problem. Okay, click it. See, mine had stuff come up because wait, I spelled it wrong. Hold on. Men are the problem. Okay, it did come up.
Yeah, I have stuff.
Okay, well, it all came up.
This one says
Paris says it has to be no misspellings. I put M-E-M. M-E-M are the problem.
I have it spelled right and still stuff came.
Okay, me too.
Specifically one I'm going to save later that says white men, specifically Christian white men, are the problem of the world.
I said what I said. Laurel Button said, if you search things and add a curse word to the end, it filters out most ads and AI. Hell yeah, good tip.
Oh.
So I'm going to be like, summer looks, fucker.
Not only did it come up, bitch. But there's, that's probably, I thought this was a company.
Oh, it works
on
Pinterest.
An individual.
Thank you. Yeah, that's true. Cora said maybe they fixed it since everybody searching it. They're like, we've been found out. Or someone spelled it wrong. Who knows? But you still got Wendy's out of it.
Yeah, dude.
Chelsea G sent this.
I had a baked potato from there recently, and I was like, this just hits the spot.
A baked potato from Wendy's is so
good.
And
it was like so warm still when I got it. And had cheese and butter and chives. And the outside was salty. Not that frosty. Mm. And I had some fries.
Hell yeah, dude. I feel like Wendy's,
and then
they're good ingredients.
And then I forgot when I was eating my Frosty that I had been dipping my fries in it. Mm-hmm. And I got a bite of Frosty and something that did not feel like Frosty was suddenly in my mouth.
A foreign object.
And I spit it back in the cup. And
a finger.
It was like long and looked like what I thought to be cocoonish.
No!
And I yeeted the Frosty across the couch. It taught me why I didn't even hand it to him.
Did it get dirty? Did it spill?
It landed in a way that it didn't spill. And unfortunately,
it was like, you have a white couch. What color Frosty is this? Tommy said, hit me with a Frosty.
I did. He's like,
honestly, hit me with a Frosty sounds like the Wendy's new catchphrase. So you're welcome, Wendy's. Hit me with a Frosty.
He said, just yeets the Frosty. You catch it perfectly. Oh,
I love it.
Well, anyways, it was two french fries that had smushed together and I forgot they were there. And I thought it was some sort of hideous bug. I was like, I'll disintegrate if I find out that I just ate that whole Frosty.
To become one.
And there's some crazy ass insect cocoon at the bottom of this that I just had in my mouth. I'm not coming back from that. So luckily it was. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'd eaten the whole, it was like, you know, probably the last bite. It was the last bite. I couldn't look at it again.
It's like when I found a piece of
but it was already close to the last bite.
You're just like, well, it's too late. So you're supposed to yell think fast first. Hit me with a Frosty. Well, what a.
Oh,
what
yeah. It was a terrible decision, Christine. It was a terrible decision.
Oh, you have a white couch and children.
I ordered the wrong color that I thought I was getting a darker. It was the fault is on me, but
things always look different. Oh, come on, Jessica. That's so good. She said, hit me with your Frosty, fryer away. But it's spelled F-R-Y-E-R.
Yeah.
That's so fucking good.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
You're welcome, Wendy's.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Come on now, Wendy's.
Yeah. You can pay me in Frosties for the rest of my life.
Please do. Again, if I had a gold unlimited Frosty card, I felt like I was Kramer. If
Yeah.
We need this unlimited Frosty card. I'll take it. And $5 million. Never mind. Nice. I liked it.
I think you ended on the... Because it looks like it took the most time and it's most impressive. And
they're
it's the most, it's a fun conversation starter.
Yeah. If you can not only make a marching band hat, but the feather.
Yeah.
That goes on top of it. I love his like reaction. Or, like when people
I don't know that him. I've seen him before.
I've just seen people use, there's one where he's made a tinfoil hat, like pirate hat almost.
Oh, I have
and so
seen that.
When somebody will post like a conspiracy or whatever, it'll be
something.
Like. Him in that hat.
With the lip strap. Yeah, it's the little details exactly. that I appreciate.
I want someone to go verisimilitude.
Yes.
Go for as accurate as
and
possible.
And the more you do, the funnier it is.
Every single time. Well, thank you, Chelsea. Lisa M. sent this next one in.
Luna, did they just bully you?
Hold on. There's a guinea bullying. Stand by.
Did you hear that?
She's over
there. There was a kerfuffle. Which is why my attention was drawn away.
Guinea pig kerfuffle, children's book name, go.
Guinea pig kerfuffle.
And it teaches you how to like get along.
Oh, yeah.
Because the guinea pigs fight each other.
Well, and it's three of them. So sometimes that's a hard friend group to find your place in.
Luna. Especially because the two of them came together.
Yeah.
Damn. Babies. Babies, babies. Well, the kerfuffle has subsided. Lisa M., what did you send us? Sinisterhood, we'll be right back.
is going on? What is that?
Look, son, look.
This will be something we talk about forever.
It might be better than the day we got married.
Saber surprising her boss with a White Castle vending machine. He absolutely loves White Castle and cannot stop talking about it.
I love White Castle. I can eat White Castle morning, noon, night, late night.
About a month ago, Mark and I were at the Boston airport and we saw a White Castle vending machine.
This is the greatest vending machine in the history of vending itself. Look at this. Can we get one of these at home, Alexis?
So we got him one at home. He had absolutely
at home.
We were setting this up while he was working. I had to take him
to a Mark working?
But he did start to get suspicious when all the cameras came out.
I'm absolutely being set up
right now.
There's no way everyone's walking with me around this office for no reason. Something's going on. I was mid-email, but Kayla's like, right now, right now, right now. For what? What did I write now for? Anti-sober for no reason. Oh my gosh. What is that?
He may cry.
That's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me, Mike. Is it working?
You should test it out.
If it wasn't.
Well, I know what I'm getting for lunch. This is one of the greatest moments of my
life. He was just imagining all the White Castles he was about to have.
Stop it, he's being present.
To be able to gift someone something that you know is going to be like the most best thing they've ever got in their life. What a great experience for her, too.
I was so excited about this, I had to let the whole team know immediately. Check it out, y'all! We got our own White Castle machine! Right here in the office!
Speechless.
Right here! Yes,
so many different backgrounds.
Imagine what's happening there.
Five-star dining every single moment at work.
Five-star.
16 grams of protein. And
what is this business?
This is so amazing. I cannot believe this is happening to me in my life.
Enjoy within 2 hours.
I'll enjoy within 2 hours.
No, what?
Sometimes you don't know when the
I thought it was going to be ready.
I was going to say thank you very much.
Well, my final thoughts are this. I already had the greatest, most cohesive, most unbelievable team creating the best culture. And now we just dunked on everybody.
It might be better than the day we got married.
Whoever edited that, like, give them all the raises. Oh, they're both attorneys. Thank you very much. Thermopolis. Yeah, that was that guy, you know, when he zooms you in the middle of the day, you're like, what's Mark going to say? And he's like, we go to White Castle. And you're like, you know what? That tracks. I'm not shocked. I'm actually not shocked.
And do I get to use it? Because how fucking dope would it be like at any point in the day and just go get yourself a little slider?
That's amazing. It's Thermopolis says they're partners in law and in love.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
She has to know him well because as he's standing there going, this is a religious moment. This is literally the best day of my life. Except you know, and marrying you. I was going to say that, which is also great. But this is better. I love it. I love when someone loves something and then gets recognized for that thing that they love. Mm-hmm. Tommy said, I got to say it again. I wish we had a Taco Bell at home. But if they made a thing like what Tommy throw it in the chat, what a Taco Bell machine would make.
Oh, my God.
Because the sliders, I feel like you can be frozen in there and then the thing just needs to pop out. You put it in here.
I'm just envisioning. The children having constant access to Taco Bell.
Yeah, just beep, boop, beep, boop.
The amount of burritos that would be consumed on any given day and tacos.
Burritos, what's coming out of your speedo? You got trouble. You blow
bubbles. What?
You don't know that?
No.
Spartans. Yeah. It's one of their songs.
Wait, what, how does it go?
It's Will Ferrell and Cherry O'Terry when they're at the swim meet and they're like, taco, burrito, what's coming out of your speedo? You got trouble. Ooh, you blowing bubbles. Ooh. They're basically, I guess, don't eat tacos before you dance or before you swim. We got to get a Taco Bell machine, though. Any kind of machines like that gives you, it's just fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a gumball machine when you're a kid. You're you could just eat gum, but it's way more fun to have a gumball machine.
But like if you knew someone that had a gumball machine, you were like, damn.
Right. It's cool. Someone gave me a gumball machine as a kid.
Oh.
And
nice.
I felt like I was, man, just A plus.
You know what? What am I talking about? I also had a gumball machine.
It was
machine.
Like a metal.
Yeah. And it was because I can taste the gum.
Yeah. It was. When you try to get it for
God
sure.
Damn.
Man, that gum was always just chalky. Chalky. Well, Dana sent this second to last video in. Dana.
My
God, y'all keep sending me this stuff. Listen, somebody's mama accidentally ended her son's marriage while trying to sell a recliner on Facebook Marketplace. Somebody in Georgia sent me this. I'm telling y'all, she ended it, not suspected something, not started asking questions. She exposed the entire fucking affair live on Facebook. Coach had been married for almost 20 years. He's got 3 kids, a nice house, matching family pictures on the wall in cotton fields. They take them every October, like the entire family been issued denim shirts by the Department of Agriculture. Hey. Those kind of people. This dumbass has apparently been conducting an entire second relationship from a prepaid phone buried inside his mom's recliner without anybody knowing besides him and the whore he was working with.
Okay.
Anyway, his mama, who we're going to call Miss Cheryl, had recently decided to downsize. And Miss Cheryl was one of those women who did not understand Facebook, but absolutely understood that Facebook contained people who needed to buy her shit. So she went live, of course. Not because live video was necessary to sell the furniture, but because she accidentally pressed the button and decided the Lord must have wanted her to conduct an auction off this nasty ass chair. She's walking through her house showing lamps, tables, ceramic rooster, finally this enormous brown recliner that had been belonged to Coach when he was living with her during what the family publicly called a difficult patch. That phrase is important in the South. In a small town, a difficult patch can mean anything from a depression to adultery to somebody refinancing a pontoon boat without telling his wife. Cheryl's tugging on the recliner and telling the camera that it has good bones. Then she flips up the footrest and his phone comes flying out. Coach's regular phone. It's a second phone. A little black prepaid job, the kind you get at Walmart when you're about to be on Dateline. Atmosphere of a hotel parking lot. That's the kind of phone we're talking about. It says, well, whose damn phone is this? The screen lights up. And she reads the notifications on this phone out loud, live on Facebook, to approximately, I heard, about 300 people. Tell your wife the booster club meeting ran late. I left the back door unlocked.
Now, I would bet
you have ended that live broadcast? Because I would have died. Miss Cheryl, she leaned closer to that script. She said, well, that sounds dishonest as hell.
Oh.
She was giving us Jerry Springer, Sally Jessica Raphael vibes the whole night. Coach's wife was watching.
Why did you decide to film right here?
Her elementary school where she taught the fourth grade. She comments, Cheryl, what phone? Miss Cheryl says, I do not know, baby, but the wallpaper's a picture of your husband without his shirt. He needs to put that shirt back on. That is the moment when the live audience apparently began to like double. People were tagging cousins who didn't even have Facebook in all those times. People started ringing in. Caller ID says, hair appointment. Miss Cheryl answers that shit while on speaker. A woman says, are you coming over after the game on Friday or not? Miss Cheryl goes quiet. Not shocked quiet, recognition quiet, which is different in a town of 400 people. And then she says, is this Tammy from Sheer Perfection? And the woman hangs up. Tammy had been cutting Coach's wife's hair for 11 years. 11 fucking years. Do you understand the intimacy of this betrayal? This woman had been shampooing that wife's head while listening to her complain about her husband being distant. This is not just an affair. That's customer research with a conditioning job. Coach's wife comments, keep the life going, mama. No responding, honey, I don't know if we need all these people in our business, but she don't end the life. She carries the phone into the kitchen, props that shit up against a canister of flour, apparently, or something, starts scrolling through that little electronic crime scene full of notifications like the Lord had deputized her. By now, this dumbass is calling Miss Cheryl's regular phone repeatedly. She declines him 3 times, and then he drives over. Apparently, he had heard about it from Tammy, this bitch at the salon. Anyway, you can hear his truck door slam outside. This dumbass comes into the kitchen already yelling, mama, turn that off. Cheryl says, I have been trying to turn this thing off on Facebook for 40 minutes, but apparently God wants witnesses. She went through these notifications for 40 minutes on Facebook Live. Coach says, the phone belongs to one of his assistant coaches. Which might have worked, except when he picked up the phone, the phone unlocked with his face. Unless you've been dead since 2008, that's your damn phone. Cheryl looks directly into the camera and says, well, son of a bitch. And she knows it's him. His wife arrives about 5 seconds later. She walks in wearing her school district badge, real official-like, got a purse on the counter, asks one question. How long, Rowdy? This dumbass, who I guess his name was Rowdy, says, this is not what it looks like, babe. And Miss Cheryl says, son, it looks like your face opened the adultery phone. And at this point, there were more than apparently 800 people watching. Who can blame them? Because I'd be saddest. Tammy starts posting on Facebook that the entire thing is a misunderstanding. Then somebody in the live comments writes, Tammy's car's been parked behind the Methodist church during the trustees meeting for months. She goes to the Lutheran church. Another woman comments, I knew those meetings did not last until midnight. Methodists do not discuss a damn thing, and they rarely invite the Lutherans. Coach's wife does not scream. She does not cry. She does not throw that ceramic rooster through anybody's windows. She takes the burner phone, puts it in her purse, and tells Coach, Rowdy, you can stay here with your mama. Y'all, I'd have been shitting y'all's pants. Cheryl says, pause. The hell he can.
I want to know, though, why in the chat. Why?
What stuck out?
What? Because I got several things.
Yes. It feels like, did you ever?
I feel like I'm being held prisoner by this story.
First of all.
For one.
Second of all.
Also, I don't like that he's calling them whores and bitches. But what are y'all upset about?
Not upset, but they're guessing is A, he's prattling on, but B, people think it's written by AI. Only because my thing I caught, it felt like, did you ever read the book? Was it a Dr. Seuss book, but Wacky Wednesday? Where like there would all be things that were just like, the shoe is on the ceiling and you have to spot it. But like, it looks like a regular scene, but there would be like, the candle is upside down.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And you just like spot him or whatever. So like listening to it, yeah, Jessica said weird syntax. As I was listening to him, I was like, there's something that's just like one notch off.
And it definitely sounds made up.
Well, and then when he says, like, you know.
I mean, I don't know. I guess no, can I mean, anyone verify this happened? If it was
Paris said he cut out a lot, babe. More next time.
Maybe we got to
do more. Give me a TLDR next time. I'm sorry that happened to you or that sucks.
Was the whole family like, was this all like for likes? Or was this a real thing that happened?
I think it is, this guy's probably saying it for likes.
So what he's describing, no one can verify.
Correct.
They saw this live or had recordings of it.
Yes, it seemed like he was saying, I saw this live happen and, or someone sent this to me from a live that they saw. Do we want to, there's one more minute of it or we can skip to the next one. Yeah, okay, we'll skip to the next one.
Sorry.
Tammy closed the salon,
yeah, we can
yada, yada, yada. They figured it out. Thank God. Can you imagine a train wreck? Yada, yada, yada. 5-pound bag of evidence. I don't know what he's saying. Okay. But who knows?
We'll never know how that ended. Sorry.
They all got married or something. I don't know. We'll put the links. There's always links in the when you go to
this. If everyone wants to watch one more minute, I will do it. Throw one in the chat if you want to see how that ends.
Tell me. It's still going. Tell me if you want to. If not, we do have one final video. And every time, don't forget when you go to watch the replay of Sunday Scaries on Patreon for free, it has a list of all the links. So you can go click them and watch them yourself. And okay, no, not ones in the chat. Everyone said no, thank you. So
Elizabeth
moving on.
Threw one.
Okay, it's okay. We'll know what happened.
We're going to do majority rules.
We're going to click on it. But we do have one last one from Alyssa. So it's an Alyssa is the bread of a sandwich of videos today.
Alyssa.
So thank you for sending this one in.
I love bread.
Hell yeah. All right.
The year is 2030. President Ossoff and VP AOC have won in a landslide victory over the Vance Rubio ticket. Yes. Democrats have kept their majority in the House and were only a few senators short of a supermajority. They passed some important legislation, expanding Medicare to the whole population, increasing the minimum wage, and comprehensive immigration, which released all immigrants who pose no threat to the public, and disbanding ICE. For-profit prisons have been outlawed. The CEO of CoreCivic and GEO Group have been brought up on human rights charges and running a criminal enterprise.
Fantasy
Both companies
porn.
Were forced to pay restitution for abuse and were put into receivership. All members of Congress are banned from stock trading and are required to pay back profits above and beyond market gains while in Congress. Several members, past and present, have been brought up on insider trading charges on both sides of the aisle, including Nancy Pelosi and Rick Scott. Several land-breaking laws were passed, including new campaign finance reform, banning corporations from personhood and money from speech, overriding Citizens United, legislation protecting pregnant women's health and safety, and transgender individuals are now legally designated as a protected class from discrimination in the workplace, the military, and in educational settings. Congress also passed the new Strengthened Voter Rights Act. The Supreme Court Justices Robert, Thomas, and Alito were impeached for accepting large payments from private parties, shifting the balance of the court now headed by Chief Justice Jackson. Members of the Trump family and colleagues, including the former president, Donald Trump Jr., Eric, Jared, and Barron, have been brought up on corruption charges, insider trading, sharing state secrets, and securities fraud. Stephen Miller was convicted of conspiracy to commit human rights abuses and abuse of power, along with Tom Homan, Christy Noem, Greg Bovino, Mark Wayne Mullen, and Todd Lyons. Pete Hegseth is also serving time for murder on the high seas and human rights abuses for ordering double-tap strikes on an Iranian girls' school in Yemen. Marco Rubio faces charges for conspiracy to torture Venezuelan nationals in Saycot prison in El Salvador. Israel has been designated as a terrorist state for the indiscriminate bombing of innocent civilians in Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, and Iran, killing over 200,000 civilians. If you want to hear more future news, let me know in the comments.
Cool, I'll just crash out now.
Hey, I told you about that manifestor guy I was watching today, and he said, don't say I wish or I wish it would be, but it is. And so putting it in
images is what got to me.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, no, for sure. Putting it in that context, I like it. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, for sure.
It is so mote it be.
That's a great ticket.
So mote it be. Someone said, why isn't AOC president and Ossoff VP? Listen,
okay. Yeah.
They can switch around online.
Yeah. Oh, fight. Like custody.
Whatever. Who cares?
Every other week.
We'll just, they'll swap it off.
Swap it off. Whoever wants to do whatever.
That way it won't be too much pressure on one of them. You can do a switcheroo. No, it doesn't matter who does what. As long as there's certain standards.
Co-presidents. First time. I say, let's do it.
Let's absolutely. Oh my gosh. You guys have been so fun tonight.
Honestly, you should have.
Yeah.
Several people.
It's like a backup. We'd helping. I mean, but yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I mean, there doesn't need to be like one person in charge of everybody. What if there was like multiple people giving their input?
So we should have like Abraham Lincoln had a team of rivals. Or yeah, take turns, like Anne said. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Let's all just take turns. You all have been so fun to hang out with. This is where we go on a Sunday night. Talk about stuff.
May I end with one?
Let's do it. Give it to me.
Thing that just reminded me on that goat simulator. Ella's like, play it. She's like, I'm the president. And I go, did anybody run against you? And she goes, yeah, but I made everybody vote for me and I beat him. And I said, who was it? And she said, Abe Lincoln Jr.
She's like, fucking nippo, baby. Abe Lincoln Jr., you nippo bitch. So good. She's like, no, I kicked him with my goat feet.
Oh,
I kicked
him
right with my goat feet.
Dude, and she's got all these different things she can put on it. And one of them is like the medicine old-timey mask. It looks like a crow that I hate so much.
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
The plague doctor mask.
Yeah, has that? She can also make it a mime.
It's incredible. Oh, my gosh. What a fun time. Thank you, guys. I hope you are having such a wonderful night. Melanie said, send good baby vibes my way. Hopefully this baby comes out soon. You still in labor, my friend?
Oh my gosh.
You're doing it. You're doing it.
You're literally bringing life into this world.
Truly.
You're incredible.
Truly. Thank you all for being here with us tonight.
Yes.
And oh my goodness, Hayden Panettiere just passed away. Oh my goodness. Hold on. Let me look this up. Thank you, Cora. I'm sorry, Dylan. Thank
Remember
you.
Remember when we learned about Rob Reiner on stream
Sunday
too?
Series. Yeah, let's look.
Oh, why do I feel like she may have had a heart condition?
I think they said, let's see. News. She was 36 years old. ABC New York is confirming she passed away. It is with profound sadness we share the tragic passing of our beloved Hayden. She was an incredible light and force of nature who brought her immeasurable love and joy to all who knew her and to the millions who watched her on screen. They said further details surrounding her death were not immediately available. So, interesting. Oh, that's horrifying.
And very sad. It ends with, she's been candid about her struggles from child stardom through adulthood, which is usually some dog whistle type of language.
Yeah, it's always hard when you have to hear, you know, and after a long struggle or a long battle with, but no cause of death has been released just yet, but her family is
That's so sad.
Asking for prayers for the incredible force of life she
released a memoir in May of this year.
Oh, wow. That's really, really
called recent. This Is Me, A Reckoning.
This is Me, A Reckoning. For those who are not familiar, she built her career as a highly successful actress, model, and singer. She was 11 months old when she started in commercials. She then became a regular on soap operas One Life to Live and Guiding Light. Really rose to stardom 2006 to 2010 as the indestructible cheerleader Claire on Heroes.
That's where I remember seeing her.
She earned two Golden Globe nominations, Best Supporting Actress playing Juliet on Nashville from 2012 to 2018.
Yep.
And she was in Remember the Titans, I Love You, Beth Cooper. And she was also at Kirby in the horror franchise Scream for Scream 4 and Scream 6. So spoiler alert, she doesn't die in Scream 4. Sorry.
Sounds like she had a lot of struggles. So,
it's really sad. You want to live your dream and everything, but it is, I'm sure, such a difficult thing to grapple with.
I didn't know up some in the of industry. These things. She spoke publicly about the difficult decision to relinquish custody of her daughter in 2018 during her lowest points.
Laurel said she was very frank about her alcoholism
and postpartum depression, addiction, recovery. So, and she also suffered the unexpected death of her younger brother.
Man.
Which I think maybe she was 18, judging from this, but that's such a tragic thing for a sibling to experience.
Oh, certainly. What a beautiful hope. Siobhan says, I hope that they were reunited and whatever is next and that she has some peace.
Yeah.
All the peace. She had a hard life. So rest in peace.
Everybody go watch Heroes.
Yeah.
The best seasons, 1 and 2.
Oh, man. It was
only seasons, I think.
And I think, too, it was another one like Friday Night Lights that we were all trucking along with such great TV. And then there was one season that was a little weird because of the writer's strike.
I think they were both Heroes also fell into that category.
As a victim of that as well. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll be back Sunday, 8:30 Central. We got part 2 of Nolan Wells coming out this week. And you'll hear the audio of this on the feed as well. So, And if you're listening, don't forget, you get 50% off your first month of Patreon, promo code NECKLABIA, all one word, NECKLABIA, NECKLABIA. Yes, great question, Q&A this Thursday. It is the third Thursday, so it is the Q&A. So we'll see you live there answering all your questions, and we'll hang out with you. We can't wait. Don't miss that. And until then.
Have a great Monday, everybody. Enjoy your week.
Enjoy it.
Keep it creepy.
Keep it creepy.